Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 4th July 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai and it was hosted by Bishu Prashti.
Sai Ram and welcome once again to the weekly Radio Sai Bhajan Tutor Session. But today, for a change, we are going to learn not a bhajan, but a stotram. This is to help all of us get into the vibes of Guru Purnima celebrations and prepare ourselves to offer our love to Bhagwan, our Divine Master, in a way that we will cherish and relish for a long time to come. So this time, all of us are going to join the students of Bhagwan on the morning of Guru Purnima celebrations 2019 in Prashanti Nilayam by singing along with them the Guru Paduka Stotram. So in this session today, we will learn the lyrics, the tune and rhythm of this profound verse as well as have a brief understanding of what it conveys. This stotram is an ancient one and is in the language Sanskrit. So as always, we have Brother Anirudh to take us through this novel Stotram Tutor Session.
Sai Ram Bishu, it's indeed a great opportunity for all of us to offer such powerful and vibrant stotrams in the divine presence of Swami every festival. And starting off with this Guru Purnima, let us all learn this Guru Paduka Stotram, one of the stotrams sung very often in Prashanti Nilayam for the Guru Purnima festival. So now let us try to learn this stotram, each line by line, and see how best we can pick up and offer this stotram on the Guru Purnima day. The scale chosen for this stotram is C sharp Pancham, and the beat of this stotram is set to the 6th beat or the Rupakam or Dadra in the classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, goes on. When we do the stanzas, I would talk about which raga it is associated with. Let's take the first stanza. I shall read out the lines. Ananta samsara samudratara naukayitabhyam guru bhakti dabhyam Vairagya Samrajyada Pujanabhyam Namo Namaha Shri Guru Padukabhyam Namo Namaha Shri Guru Padukabhyam. Now let's learn the tune of this stanza. The stanza is tuned in the rag Shivaranjani, where you have 5 notes. I'm sure Shivaranjani is such a famous raga across the Sai Bhajans. Sari ga pa dha sa dha pa ga re sa. And with the addition of notes like Shuddh ga and Komal dha, you have ragas derived from it like Mishra Shivaranjani, etc. Sari ga ga re sa dha dha pa. Sari ga pa dha sa dha pa ga re. The first line. Ananta samsara samudratara.
Ananta samsara samudratara.
Naukayitabhyam guru bhaktidabhyam.
Naukayitabhyam guru bhaktidabhyam.
Vairagya samrajyada pujanabhyam.
Vairagya samrajyada pujanabhyam.
Namo namah shri guru padukabhyam.
Namo namah shri guru padukabhyam.
Namo namah shri guru padukabhyam.
नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम।
नाउ लेट्स डू दिस स्टैंजा टुगेदर। 1 2 3 1 2 3।
अनंत संसार समुद्र तारा नौकायिताभ्याम गुरु भक्तिदाभ्याम वैराग्य साम्राज्यद पूजनाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम। नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम।
Let us salute the padukas of the Guru which bestow upon us devotion to the Guru and supreme detachment, which act as a boat that takes us across the endless ocean of birth and death.
Now let us go to the second stanza. I shall read out the lines. Kavitva varashi nishakarabhyam daurbhagya davam budamalikabhyam duri krita नम्र विपत्तिताभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम। दिस स्टैंजा इज सेट टू द राग दुर्गा और शुद्ध सावेरी इन द कर्नाटिक क्लासिकल म्यूजिक। इट हैज फाइव नोट्स। सरे शुद्री म प ध शुद्ध स ध ब म रे स ध रे स। कवित्ववाराशि निशाकराभ्याम
कवित्ववाराशि निशाकराभ्याम
दौर्भाग्यदावाम बुधमालिकाभ्याम
दौर्भाग्यदावाम बुधमालिकाभ्याम
दूरीकृता नम्र विपत्तिताभ्याम
दूरीकृता नम्र विपत्तिताभ्याम
नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम
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 नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम।
कवित्ववाराशि निशाकराभ्याम दौर्भाग्यदावाम बुधमालिकाभ्याम दूरीकृता नम्र विपतिताभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम। लेट्स गो थ्रू द मीनिंग ऑफ द सेकंड स्टैंजा।
लेट अस सैल्यूट द पादुकास ऑफ द गुरु व्हिच एक्ट एज द मून टू द ओशन ऑफ वन्स पोएटिक प्रोवेस and also as a cluster of dense clouds that extinguish the fire of one's misfortunes.
Now let us go to the third stanza. I shall read out the lines. Natayayoho shripatitam samiyuhu kadachidapyashu daridravarya mukascha vachaspatitam hitabhyam नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम। दिस स्टैंजा इज सेट टू राग यमन और कल्याणी इन द क्लासिकल म्यूजिक। इट इज अ वेरी वेल नोन रागा विथ ऑल द सेवन नोट्स।
नेरे ग म प ध
నిసనిదవ్వమాగరి నేరిస నతాయయో శ్రీపతితాం సమీయో
నతాయయో శ్రీపతితాం సమీయో
కదాచిదప్యాశు దరిద్రవర్యా
కదాచిదప్యాశు దరిద్రవర్యా
మూకాశ్చవాచస్పతితాం హితాభ్యాం
మూకాశ్చవాచస్పతితాం హితాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నతాయయో శ్రీపతితాం సమీయో కదాచిదప్యాశు దరిద్రవర్యా మూకాశ్చ వాచస్పతితాం హితాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
Let us salute the padukas of the guru by worshipping which the poorest of the poor become supremely wealthy in this life and even a dumb person becomes a great orator.
The next three stanzas follow the same pattern as the first three stanzas. That is, it started with Raga Shivaranjani, followed by Durga and Yaman. So now after finishing the Yaman, the stanza in the Yaman, we go back to Raga Shivaranjani. Nali Kanikasha Padahritabhyam Nana Vimohadi Nivarikabhyam Namajjanabhishta Tatipradabhyam Namo Namaha Shri Gurupadukabhyam
నాళీకనికాశపదాహృతాభ్యాం
నాళీకనికాశపదాహృతాభ్యాం
నానావిమోహాదినివారికాభ్యాం
నానావిమోహాదినివారికాభ్యాం
నమజ్జనాభీష్టతతిప్రదాభ్యాం
నమజ్జనాభీష్టతతిప్రదాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
నాళీకనికాశపదాహృతాభ్యాం నానావిమోహాదినివారికాభ్యాం నమజ్జనాభీష్టతతిప్రదాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం నమో నమః శ్రీ గురుపాదుకాభ్యాం
Let us salute the padukas of the guru which destroys all our attachments and desires and which fulfills the aspirations of those that bow to the preceptor.
Now, Let's revise all the stanzas what we have learnt and sing together.
अनंत संसार समुद्र तारा नौकाहिताभ्याम गुरु भक्तिदाभ्याम वैराग्य साम्राज्य द पूजनाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरु पादुकाभ्याम कवे त्ववाराशिनिशाकराभ्याम दौर्भाग्यदावां बुधमालिकाभ्याम दूरीकृतानं रविपतिताभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नतायोः श्रीपतितां समीयुः कदाचिदप्याशु दरिद्रवर्या मूकाश्च वाचस्पतितां हिताभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नालीकनिकाशपदाहृताभ्याम नानाविमोहादिनिवारिकाभ्याम नमज्जनाभीष्टततिप्रदाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम नमो नमः श्री गुरुपादुकाभ्याम
This Stotram session is being uploaded in the YouTube channel of Radio Sai. So listeners who wish to go back and learn the Stotram line by line again can visit the video of Gurupaduka Stotram Tutor in the Radio Sai YouTube channel.
So that was the first four stanzas of the Gurupaduka Stotram. In the next session, on the coming Thursday, we will learn the rest of the five stanzas as well as sing all of them together to get a feel of how this sacred hymn sounds when sung in its entirety and how sublime it makes you feel once you learn it flawlessly and offer it to the Lord lovingly. As always, please feel free to get back to us if you have any comments, suggestions on this program. This is a new venture. We look forward to your emails. You can write to listener@radiosai.org or send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. So see you again next week to continue this learning of Guru Paduka Stotram.
So that was the starting of the Guru Paduka Stotram learning episode. As I just mentioned, we'll continue this in the coming week. It would be so beautiful if all of us joined together along with the students of Bhagwan's educational institutions on the morning of July 16th, 2019. Picture ourselves sitting in front of Bhagwan Sannidhi in Sai Kulwant Hall as we watch the live proceedings on Radio Sai's YouTube channel, on Radio Sai website, and offer ourselves at his lotus feet for every moment, every joy, every experience that he has gifted us with. Just so that we get a better feel of how it sounds when this stotram is sung along with its music pieces and the accompaniments in different instruments. Let's listen to this stotram once again. The students of Swami's University have recorded this in the hostel. This will give us an idea of the stotram, and as we listen to it, we can once again revise. We will anyway continue to learn in this program next week, the next five stanzas line by line. But just so that we get an overall idea of the stotram, let's listen to this stotram once again with the musical interludes.
समाधिषट्कप्रदवै भवाभ्या समाधिदानव्रतदीक्षिताभ्या
मुक्तेः तुश्च स्थिरभक्तिदाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम्
चापराणाम् अखिलेष्टदाभ्याम् स्वाहा सहाया च दूरन्दराभ्याम्
पान्ता च भावप्रदपूजनाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम्
सर्पव्रजगारुणाभ्याम् विवेक वैराग्यनिधिप्रदाभ्याम्
बोध प्रदाभ्याम् धृतमोक्षदाभ्याम् नमो नमः श्रीगुरुपादुकाभ्याम् नमो नमः
So that is the Guru Paduka Stotram in its entirety. On many occasions, especially on festivals, Swami would ask students to speak. And many times, Bhagwan himself would guide them about their presentations. In 1983, for instance, during the Dasara celebrations, when a lot of students get opportunity to speak, Bhagwan called all the student speakers for an interview. Looking at one boy, Swami asked, "What is your topic?" So the boy said, "Swami, I would like to speak on Sai, our Sadguru." And Bhagwan said, "Okay, so tell me, who is a Guru?" The boy kept silent. He thought instead of giving out just the translation of the word, which would in any way be inadequate and incomplete, it was better not to say anything and wait for Bhagwan to explain. And Swami also graciously obliged. Swami said, "Gu stands for darkness of ignorance. Ru is the remover of ignorance. So Guru is one who removes the darkness of ignorance." The boy bowed down in gratitude for his grace. But Bhagwan's test was not over yet. Swami prodded again. "So now tell me, who is a Sadguru? You explained Guru. You heard what is Guru." Now feeling more confident and drawing from what Bhagwan had said earlier, the boy now responded saying, "Swami, Sadguru is the one who takes us beyond the ocean of samsara, the cycle of birth and death." Bhagwan seemed satisfied with the answer. And in fact, to add to the boy's delight, Bhagwan elaborated on it and gave a broader implication and in the process made a revelation. In a soft tone, Swami said, "Sai is not the Guru or Sadguru. Sai is Jagat Guru, teacher of the world. Sai is not the Guru or Sadguru. Sai is Jagat Guru." In fact, Bhagwan had revealed to a devotee, "I am not Vyaktinath. I am not a lord of the people. I am Lokanath. I am the lord of the worlds." No wonder the concourse that gathers every day in Prashantinilam, all the devotees who used to come to Prashantinilam every morning and evening for a glimpse of him, it comprised of the most affluent in society, the most intelligent among men and women, as well as the homeless man on the street and the commoner. Sai is Jagatguru. He is teacher of everyone. He is teacher of the world. He is the one to unify the world. The avatar knows no distinction. His grace knows no limitation. And that is why, while a guru may have a few followers, the avatar has his devotees everywhere. Everyone is in his ambit of grace. His devotees range from the most powerful to the most desolate. A guru may guide a few, but a Sadguru spearheads the lives of many. The avatar descends for all. The avatar is the supreme Sadguru who is there for every person, every being of this cosmos. Sai is that supreme Jagatguru. This is a very beautiful Jagatguru stotram which boys sing during Guru Purnima celebrations in the morning festivities. This is how this beautiful Jagatguru stotram goes.
ईश्वरं वसुतं देवं नित्यमङ्गलकारिणं नित्यमङ्गलकारिणं वृङ्कवधूतसंप्रीतं वृङ्कवधूतसंप्रीतं वन्दे सत्यं जगद्गुरुं वन्दे. तुलसीदल संकाशं योगी मानस पूजितं तुलसीदल संकाशं योगी मानस पूजितं सर्वमानव संदेशं वंदे वंदे सत्यं जगद्गुरुं वंदे. हरिनीलजटाजूटं पूर्णचन्द्रनिभाननं हरिनीलजटाजूटं पूर्णचन्द्रनिभाननं भक्तलोकचिदाभासं वन्दे वन्दे सत्यं जगद्गुरुं वन्दे. आर्तत्राणव्रताधारं व्योमकेशविराजितं आर्तत्राणव्रताधारं व्योमकेशविराजितं यशः चन्द्रप्रभास्तोमं वन्दे सत्यं वन्दे सत्यं जगद्गुरुं वन्दे. रत्नाकरसमुद्भूतं काषायाम्बरधारिणं काषायाम्बरधारिणं आनन्दकोशसञ्चारं वन्दे सत्यं जगद्गुरुं वन्दे. प्रेमामृतपयोराशिं विश्वकल्याणकारिणं प्रेमामृतपयोराशिं विश्वकल्याणकारिणं
ಶಾಂತಿ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಮಾರ ವಂದೇ ವಂದೇ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ವಂದೇ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯವಾಸಂ ಬಾಲಭಾಸ್ಕರ ಸನ್ನಿಭಂ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯವಾಸಂ ಬಾಲಭಾಸ್ಕರ ಸನ್ನಿಭಂ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಆನಂದ ಮಂದಾರಂ ವಂದೇ ವಂದೇ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ವಂದೇ ವಿಶ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಲಯ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಂ ನಿಗಮಾಗಮ ಸೇವಿತಂ ನಿಗಮಾಗಮ ಸೇವಿತಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಶಿವಂ ಚ ಸೌಂದರ್ಯಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಶಿವಂ ಸುಂದರಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಶಿವಂ ಸುಂದರಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಶಿವಂ ಸುಂದರಂ
ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೌ ದ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಗುರುಗ್ರಂಥ ಹಾಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಐ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆನ್ ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಡೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಸೋ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ವೈ ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೇ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಸ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ 1992 ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ Swami said, this day the seeker who suffers from identification with the false objective world is initiated into the reality of the unseen motivator within him. This day those who have no urge to tread the spiritual path are inspired to seek the bliss which that path will confer. This day aspirants are helped to achieve the consciousness of the one who is known by many names and forms in various languages and lands. Guru Purnima must be celebrated with prayer and penitence, as that alone can cleanse the heart, and not by feasting or fasting which affects only the body. This is the day when you decide to become masters of your senses and intellect, of your emotions and passions, of your thoughts and feelings by sadhana. Even during dhyana, the ego will obstruct you, so we need sadhana. And this total dedication cannot emerge from scholarship, Swami says. Because a scholar is pulled by ego. He delights in putting pros and cons against each other. He raises doubts and disturbs faith. The scholars mix the secular and the worldly with the spiritual. They worship God in order to extract worldly gain. But prayers to the Lord, as Swami says, should be only for spiritual progress, for mumukshvatam. And Swami says, if you want to understand divinity, you should have the firm faith that divinity is everywhere. Guru Purnima means full moon without any defect, any lacuna. And the moon is nothing but mind. When the mind is completely perfect, then the mind sheds light. The mind becomes a lighthouse. Therefore, let's use this moment of Guru Purnima to engage ourselves in that sadhana without delay. Let's cultivate that virtue, that supreme virtue of love. Let's grow in love and greet nature with love and disseminate this love, because this is the way to ananda, to peace. This is the message Bhagwan gave on the occasion of Guru Purnima. So another Guru Purnima is around the corner. Let's use this chance to sublimate our lives as we chant these stotrams, which are very profound in their meaning. Let us internalize the bhava latent in them and make this sacred occasion a life-defining moment for all of us. So we'll continue this stotram tutor in the coming episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and for a change, now we are learning Stotrams. Probably we will do this for every festival in this year, where we learn Stotrams relevant for every festival. As always, please feel free to let us know what you feel about this endeavor. You can write to listener@radiosai.org and also send your feedback to our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 4th July 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.